Well, welcome to another podcast from the Sussex Lighthouse Blogger. And here we are on the London to Brighton bike ride. Off to a lovely, calm, cool, but sunny start at Clapham Common with thousands of cyclists crowding in through the gates. We managed to get away at 7 a.m. and we've really freewheeled for the first few miles. And it's a sight to behold. Thousands upon thousands of cyclists coming through now. We're at the first official refreshment stop at Woodmanstone, which is about 11 miles outside the centre of the city, from Clapham Common. And I can see in front of me people with polka dot shorts, red shirts, tandems, some unusual bikes, and more unusual costumes. Bit of a pull up here, so people are beginning to catch their breath a bit. And now we're going to interview one or two people on the team. This is the Linfield URC and Friends team, and it's the first team event that we have done, but we're excited about it. We're having a good time. We're just waiting for one or two of the tail enders to come in, but I'm going to just stop at the moment now and interview one of the team members, Charlie Tingley. He's always good for a laugh, and you'll always get some good wit from Charlie, so let's see what Charlie's got to say. Well, it seems that Charlie has just temporarily disappeared, but we've got two other members of the team here, and I'm just going to talk to Lee now. It's his first London to Brighton, and just get first impressions so far. Lee, how's it going so far?
It's not going too badly at all.
Good. And you're enjoying the
ride. Very nice.
Enjoying the ride today. See you're tucking into your first banana of the ride, which is statutory feed on this ride, banana and water, of course, and Mars bars. But I will catch a word now from Ron Goodenough, who's done this a few times, but not in recent years. But Ron, how's it going so far?
Not a few times, just once. Yeah, it's going okay. It's not as hot as we anticipated, which is really, really good. Bit of cloud cover. Done a fifth of the way so far. Only another 44 miles to do.
Fantastic. So, folks, we're nearly there, but we'll catch up with you later on the ride, and we'll talk to a few more riders. Our star Charlie has just returned now to the fold, so we're going to get first impressions from Charlie. Charlie usually has got some wisdom and wit. What do you think of it so far, Charlie? How's it going?
Rubbish.
Are you finding the ride enjoyable? Or
difficult? It's good so far. Yeah.
Great. Well, there's first impressions from Charlie. We'll catch up with him later in the ride. Well, we've just returned to the road now at the entrance to the refreshment centre, and one of the marshals is in front of us, so we might be able to catch some of the instructions he's shouting to the riders. We've got St John's Ambulance in attendance here. Fortunately, we haven't had to use them yet. Well, he's got the marshal here. He's directing all the riders now, getting them organised. There are just so many coming through here. It's a great morning, and I think I can spot two members of our team. They're just coming in now. We'll have a word with them when we get them off the road and to a safe point. Well, can I get some first impressions now from other members of the team? We've got Sherry Knight here. What do you think of it so far, Sherry?
Yes, it's good. It's fun. That was a bit of a long hill, though, John.
Just talk to Sasha and get her first impressions for the ride so far. What do you think of it?
Bit too tired to talk right now.
Well, as you can see, it's quite exhausting. That was the first pull-up that we've had. We'll talk to you again later.
Of course, more than two.
Well, we've come at the first, our sort of incline, really, and we're at the second refreshment stop, Chipstead, which is a lovely village, cricket ground, rugby ground, on the top of, well, not quite the Downs, but here we are in Leithy, Surrey. And I'm just going to ask one of the other team members now, Janina, who had an adrenaline rush coming up that hill, for our first impressions of the ride.
It's been very good so far. I've enjoyed the fact there's only been one very steep hill. Although you say it's an incline, it's definitely a hill.
Well, there we have it, folks. That's first impressions. And more to come. We've only another 40 miles or so to go. So we're nearly there. And we'll catch up with you again later.
That's true, actually, isn't it? We have only got 40 miles to go. That's all right, isn't it?
Well, it's coming up to 11 o'clock now, and we've done about 22 miles, and we're stopping at the famous Dog and Duck, which is a pub not too far from the M23, but very popular with bikers, especially today. There are thousands of them here, and one of the team has just fawned for a couple of the burgers that they do here. Lovely thick veggie burgers. She's tucking into that now. Just looking around, people begin to work up a sweat because we've come up one or two quite big hills, but it's a great day. If you've never tried the London to Brighton bike ride for the British Heart Foundation, this is the event to plan to join next year, 2007, probably about the third week in June. Terrific day today. The sun is out, it's warming up, and everybody is having a good time. We'll catch up with you later when we get through some rather pretty Sussex villages on towards Hayward Seath, which is not so pretty, and then onward to the South Downs to the big one, Ditchling Beacon. But we'll catch up with you later. Well, we're at Turner's Hill now. It's a lovely village in mid-Sussex, and it's a really party atmosphere here today. There are hundreds of people strewn across the green at the top, and there's a brass band just about to strike up. There's a good relaxed atmosphere here, but the road is absolutely chocker. It's almost like a standstill on the M25. Never seen so many bicycles and colours. But it's all pretty good humour, so you can probably hear the loudspeakers going there now. Well, you can hear the brass band playing now. Let's see what they sing.
There's your large 99, John.
Ah, that's my ice cream arrive, which is more important than the music, but here we go. They're playing the British Legion, or is it Salute to Jolson? But it sounds good. Listen to this. As the music fades away and the ice cream draws ever closer, we're closing down for the next few miles. We've just stopped after Hayward Heath now on the last thrust towards Ditchling Beacon. And Marion, one of our support team, who's one of the drivers, has been here waiting for us and refreshed us with lovely ice pops and all sorts of lovely cold stuff. I'm going to ask you now about some of the interesting riders you've seen pass by.
Well, I've seen a woman covered in flowers from head to toe, even her bike. I've seen the Incredible Hulk, all with padding and bright purple shorts and a green painted face. And I've seen Scooby-Doo, which the only place actually visible as a human being was his face, so he must have been quite warm.
Well, there we have it. So all sorts of characters on this ride. And we'll see if we can make it to the end now. Feel suitably refreshed. Onwards and upwards, and we'll see you down in Brighton. 8.2 miles to go. We're now at foot of Ditchling Beacon. And very sensibly, we're all stopped, having some refreshment, eating the last banana, supping the last of the water, cooling ourselves down, really ready for the big push. Well, they're still coming thick and fast, and we're just waiting for one member of our team, and then away we go, crampons on, ropes out, and we're up the beacon. So we'll see you in Brighton. Well, there's one young lady here who says, provided it's all downhill, she doesn't care. Let's get her impressions of the day so far.
It's been very good, I'm very tired, and I'm glad it's nearly over.
And she's having her last banana. Well, we've actually made it, folks. We're up the beacon. We're all out of breath, but it's a lovely day up here. Everybody encouraging us, clapping us on the way, spraying us with water. I'll just ask Lee. I'm sure he's been up the beacon before, but not on this ride. How was it?
It was hot. It was and bad, but we made it.
Great, well done, Lee. And we'll just see how Ron's getting on over here. First impressions, Ron?
Probably first and last time to cycle all the way up. But great, I wasn't going to be done the last 100 metres.
Oh, what a fighter. That's tremendous. Well, all the way downhill now to Brighton, and we'll see you down on Madeira Drive. Well, after a long run hill down into Brighton, and a fantastic run it was, reaching probably 35 miles an hour down the long hill run towards Falmer, and then right on to the A27, and then the fairly relaxed run into Brighton Having said that, though, Ron, when he got the smell of salt air in his nostrils, he got his head down, and he really hammered it down the A27. But we were pulled up to a halt at several sets of traffic lights. And by the way, these bobbies seem to get younger every year. Anyway, we had to wait around a good few minutes, and we eventually made it down into Madeira Drive. Madeira Drive is a fantastic feeling. Hundreds of people clapping and cheering, and it was worth the effort. And at the end, we didn't get our usual banana, but we did get a gold medal. Well, not real gold. It was a bright, shiny medal on a ribbon to hang round our necks and hang on the banister or something like that, or show the kids when we get home. Anyway, it's a good feeling to finish this ride, and now it's the long trudge home up the steps onto the seafront and back to our pickup points and back home. Well, a bit sad really to go all our separate ways, but apart from Ron and, well, I'm thinking about it, but yeah, we think we'll give it a go again next year. Certainly some of the members of the team are dead keen to give it a go in June 2007. So if you've never actually tried this bike ride, get in training, start next March or April, get in trim and give it a go for the British Heart Foundation. Hope you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, and maybe we'll see you on the road next year. So, bye for now, and watch out for the next audio blog. Bye now.